2NURFM on air, online and on your smartphone. Amanda McCreed for your morning. And I'm joined on the line by Jeannie Lawson, Events Manager for Hunter Region Botanic Gardens, to tell us all about their medieval fair happening this Sunday. Jeannie, are we talking knights, chainmail and swords?
We certainly are. Yes, all of the above. Can't have any horses here, unfortunately, so the jousting's out. But everything else will be here.
That's fantastic. What fun medieval activities and demonstrations are planned?
Okay, so we're working in conjunction with two of the local LARP groups. That stands for Live Action Replay. They do the reenactments of the medieval times with all their armour and their different battles and their different kind of costumes, depending on which period they're representing. And they're helping me to organise it. So it's Battle Cry, Fields of Ashnor and Swordcraft Newcastle that are the two that are putting all the demonstrations on for us. So we've got lots of other things as well. We've got the Maniacs, which are the axe-throwing people. So there'll be a chance for people to throw axes as well.
Well, that sounds like fun.
The Hunter Valley Traditional Archers, and they'll be doing demonstrations of traditional bows. We've got all sorts of different stallholders that are medieval inclined with all their different wares and goods. So lots of things happening all day, music, medieval music playing all day, Raven Guard, the battle people, that they're the ones that will be in the armour.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to be a really fun day, and it is going to go ahead even if it's just light rain. So all I can say is the people that are coming, pretend you're in England in medieval times and it's drizzling.
Perfect.
Bring an umbrella.
So should people dress up?
Oh, absolutely. You've got to add to the atmosphere of the day. That's the fun bit.
So, any competitions?
Yes, costume. There will be a competition, I believe. So three people will, I'm not sure of the categories yet, so we're just going to choose that on the day. So it's a bit of a lucky dip. Three winners will be chosen.
So they have to dress up in medieval gear. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. The nerd in me is just going, woohoo.
Oh, you've got to come. It's going to be great.
Oh, it does. It sounds wonderful. The medieval fair runs from 9 till 3 on Sunday, and you're encouraging people to pre-book. Is there a chance it could sell out?
Absolutely. We are booking out quite rapidly now, and we only have limited tickets, so it is best if you can go into the Humanitix site and book there. I can't guarantee that there'll be tickets at the gate. If we're full, we're full.
Mm-hmm. And are there any parking issues?
Well, we have limited parking here, but we have plenty of parking monitors that will be working with the cars and vehicles just to make sure that everyone's safe and parking well.
Fair enough. Well, it's going to be a great day, I believe, for everyone, families included. Jeannie Lawson, thank you so much for chatting with us, and all the best for Sunday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. For more details on the medieval fair at Hunter Region Botanic Gardens, you can head to our events calendar at 2NURFM.com.au.